So that poem is an attempt to figure out why I write poems like this next one, which is about Stalin. This is a true story about Stalin. It's called Stalin on Stage. The angelic gilt of the ceiling lit with stage light imitation, fractured surf of the gold leaf pouring across the proscenium, the aging rafters, the crowd speckled with reflection. All this brings us to Stalin. Stalin on stage, to the moment when he has just finished speaking and the audience rises in unison to collapse the air with their applause. Minutes pass and no one will stop, the very air threatened by the noise, until one general, a veteran of wars in Tannenberg, an armada of ribbons blockading the Baltic of his uniform, drops his hands and sits. We know the history, so we know the story now before it's given, how he is rousted and pummeled at dawn, the trees in the cold grove gather round him as the rifles rise. Never be the first to stop applauding Stalin, he is told, before the gun's ovation rises into the glacial sky, bird call returning after a brief silence. This is wrong as I return to the source to reread the history, the general just an owner. His paper factory offering up the forms that will be filled out to detail the reams of his misfortune. He wasn't killed, wasn't turned out into the morning trees and introduced to the mouths of 20 weapons. He was given 10 years in the gulag, 10 years at labor in the flesh-splitting cold, 10 years in the joy of short sunlight, 10 years. Does that make it better or worse? On his release, his daughter's there to collect him, and they hobble into the flat March light, holding on to each other in the Riga station. The train pulls at them as it leaves, the sound of its wheels on the ties at the crossing like men beating a horse with boards. That train that once carried the poem's moral center vanishes into a cold drizzle that falls on their necks, gilds their hair with dew with the hue of piss, almost the color of the wash of gold above Stalin, who remains, of course, up on stage. Beneath the clarion lights and seraphs, his face bright as paper, drenched in the warmth of the applause that somehow never dies.